Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Tom DiCillo in Kingston, New York. And I got this postcard in the mail about fiber optic is coming to Kingston, which is about time. Yeah. it says I can call and pre-sign up.
Okay, and what is your street address?
40 Grandview Avenue in Kingston, New York.
And the zip code?
12401.
Okay, thank you. And that was 40 Grandview Avenue in Kingston, New York. Okay. Let's see here. And the projected date for service to be available at your address would be October 25th.
Okay. So what are they running new cables along the poles? Is that how they do it? Or?
Oh, yes. We're continuously expanding the fiber lines out to cover more areas. Yes, sir. We're
mm-hmm.
building the fiber network.
I see. Okay.
So did you want to go ahead and put in a registration or?
Yeah, I guess I can.
And is this a location, a home or business?
A home.
Okay. And would you be interested in the 1 gigabyte internet for $79.99 a month or the 2 gigabyte for $99.99 a month?
No, the 1 gig is enough.
Okay, 1 gig, okay. And let's see here. And do you feel like you may need any Wi-Fi extenders, or would you like to wait until the technicians are out and you could discuss that with the technicians?
Yeah.
They are an additional $7.99 a month.
Right. I mean, right now I have, you know, one Wi-Fi modem that seems to cover the house wherever we go.
Okay, so you likely wouldn't need any extenders if you're good with that router. All right, and would you also like to add phone service for an additional $24.99 a month?
What service do you say?
Phone service, home phone service.
Yeah, no, don't want a house phone.
Okay, and let's see here. And, of course, we have that address is 40 Grandview Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. And do you rent or own the property?
Own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, underground, or not sure?
Through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address the same as your service address?
Yes.
Okay. And again, what is your first name?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a lot, so every now and then I miss a word. What did you just say?
Name?
First name, you said?
Yes, what is your first name?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Last name?
DiCillo, D as in David, E. C-H-I-L-L-O.
Okay, so it was Thomas, T-H-O, M like Michael, A-S like Sam, DiCillo, that's D like David, E, C like Charlie, H-I-L-L-O. And your email address?
My email address is T as in Thomas, and then my last name without the O, tdchill@icloud.com.
Okay, thank you. That was TDECHILL at icloud.com. So ICLOUD.COM. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
This number 845-417-5665.
845-417-5665. And would you like me to add a secondary phone number to the account as well?
No, I can give you my wife's cell phone.
Okay,
it's 845-417-7584.
That was 845-417-7584. And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text? You can choose as many of those as you'd like.
Yeah, I like emails are good.
Email, okay. And mm-hmm. with that in mind, let's see here. Do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
No, not if it has nothing to do with the fiber optic service. I don't want it, no.
Well, you can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our email. So would you still like to be contacted via email?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
All right. And so for the order summary, we got your location is a home. The in-service date is projected to be October 25th. And this is for the 1 gigabyte fiber internet. Our 1 gigabit fiber internet at $79.99 a month. And let's see here, no phone service. And this is for 40 Grandview Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. And you own the property, your lines are run through the air. The billing address is the same as the service address. Okay, let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect
your
credit.
Why is that required? I don't understand. Like, it typically isn't like with Spectrum, it was never required. I'm just paying a monthly bill, right? I'm not taking out a loan or anything.
Well, yes, you would be paying.
I went to apply online, and I saw they're asking for my birthday and my Social Security number. And I said, no, that's too much information to give people. You know, you don't want your birthday and Social Security number out there. You know?
Well,
so I will give you one, but I won't give you the other.
Well, we would have to have both to run the soft credit check. And it says
why?
This will not affect.
Why do you need a soft credit check?
This is just to cover, I suppose, for people who may, if anyone skips out on their bill or doesn't return their equipment, we'll have, deposits from people who did not pass the credit check to help cover the additional expenses of non-returned equipment and bills that weren't paid. I really don't know. I don't have any better way to explain it than just what think of as what might be like business costs.
But if I sign up for auto billing and stuff like that, you know, like automatic payments and all that, then you'll get your, you know, I'm not going to skip payments, true.
Well, you can bypass the credit check by paying a $50 deposit.
A $50 deposit, that's refundable,
sir,
if I ever relocate or whatever.
However, the credit check is actually a very smooth sailing and easy process. And if you have good credit, that would make it to where you wouldn't have to pay the $50 deposit. And you can trust that if you do provide the information necessary for the credit check, everything is 100% safe and secure. And so would you like to, proceed with the credit check?
Yeah, I guess we can then.
Okay. So let me make sure I read everything verbatim. So, of course, like I was reading, it says, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. And since you agreed to the credit check, let me pull up the tool for performing or, you know, to do the credit check with. Let's see here. This is take a few moments.
Okay.
And then while I'm waiting on that to load, if you have any concerns, I would say in regards to your Social Security number, this is just specifically for Social Security numbers and any other information. I don't know what all was breached, but there was a recent breach that exposed like everyone's Social Security number.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the breach was.
Was that that No, that wasn't that CrowdStrike thing, was it?
No, it wasn't CrowdStrike. It was something else recent, and I read about it. I just can't remember. It says the hackers hacked into this company that's called National Public Data, and if memory serves, without reading another article, the company's based out of Florida, and what they specialize in is allowing employers to use their services to run background checks on potential employees. And in order for them to be able to provide, you know, accurate information as part of that background check process, of course, the employers would have to provide them with they have to access databases that have information pertaining to people's Social Security numbers and dates of birth and, you know, all of our vital information that would be needed for criminals to be able to go online and apply for credit cards and do things that are nefarious that could affect our credit. And so the guidance from the articles that I read was to contact the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, and ask them to lock your credit accounts with them due to this data breach. I haven't personally taken any action myself. I don't know if that's going to be a dumb idea or not. And I don't know how many people are actually even aware of this. That's something that's already happened, and it's a terrible thing. It really is. But with us, doing this little credit check is 100% safe and secure. You don't have anything to worry about. It's going to be it's a really simple process. Let me see. I just need to gather. What did I need here? My user ID. I think that was. Yeah, there it is. Okay. All right, here we go. Let me log in to the secure system. Okay. All right. And let's see. Okay, so I need to get the validation code that was sent to my email. And let's see. Okay, so there's that. Okay, there's the two-factor. Okay, register. All right, let's see here. All right, let's see. And okay, so the service address, wasn't that 1240 Grandview Avenue, if I'm not misremembering?
40. Yep, just 40. 40.
Oh, just 40 Grandview Avenue?
Yep. Correct.
Okay, so the service address, let me go back a step and make sure I have it correctly entered. Previous. Click here. Okay, let's see. Okay, I have it correctly entered as 40 Grandview Avenue. Okay, I don't know why I put a 12 in there. Let's see here. So that was 40. That's 40 Grandview, GRANDVIEW Avenue, abbreviated AVE. And that's Kingston, KINGSTON. New York, I'm choosing that from a drop-down, so I don't necessarily have to say NY, but I will, NY. And then the zip code on that?
12401.
Okay. Thank you. And then, okay, so the first name was Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, And then again, how did you spell the last name?
DeCichillo.
Thank you, DeCichillo, DeCichillo. And then now we just need the social security number.
Okay, it's 08144979494.
Okay, and the date of birth?
12/25/51.
Okay. That was December 25th of 1951. And then your driver license number.
My driver's license number, okay. What is that? 199-563-609.
Okay, and that's a New York driver license, correct?
Yes,
correct. Okay, let's see here. And then was your primary phone the same number you're calling from, 845-417-5665?
Yes. Correct.
All right, excellent. And then we don't have to list a secondary phone for the credit check. We can just do just one phone number. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wants me, if possible, can you provide a previous address?
Previous address?
If you can, yeah. If you can remember a previous address.
Yeah, I lived it with my ex-wife. What was the address? 29 Doug Road.
Okay. 29 Doug. Is it Doug like the man's name, Doug? Doug?
Yeah, I think it was. That I'm not remembering because this was like 26, 28 years ago, something like that.
What city?
Doug Road in Accord, ACCORD, New York.
Okay, still in New York. Okay, so Accord, ACCORD, New York, abbreviated NY. And, of course, I had the address is 29, that's 29 Doug, Doug Road, abbreviated RD. And the zip code on that address?
12404, I'm pretty sure.
I'll check. Let's see. And then also check to make sure it's spelled correctly in case you, let's see. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. 12404. Good memory. All right.
Okay.
Cool deal. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and submit the information for the credit check. That should be all I need. That's the most important information. And you're good. There's not going to be any deposit required. So that's excellent.
Okay.
And then I just go here and I grab this report number to put on the registration application. If it'll let me highlight it. Okay, there we go. I think I got it. Okay, so there's the report number. Yes, it's 5678-6272. Is that correct? 5678-6272. Yes, sir, that is correct. All right, so the customer passed the credit check. And let's see here. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay. And would you like your auto pay to be from your banking information, such as your routing number and account number? That's a $10 discount with paperless billing. Or you could use a credit or debit card and get a $5 discount if you go with paperless billing.
Okay, I guess we'll go with the bank account info.
Okay, and let's see here. And I'm ready for the routing number, whatever you have it available.
Okay, it's 021-000-322.
Okay, and the account number?
94010-36873.
Okay, thank you. And then the name on the account?
Thomas DeCicillo, and my wife's name as well, Diva DeCicillo.
Do I put Thomas DiCillo and then and then I put
Diva,
how did you spell?
D-A-I-V-A.
Thank you. D-A-I-V like Victor A. Oh, I don't think I have enough room. I think it cut me off. Let's see. Diva.
Are you putting the last name just once, like Thomas and Diva DiCillo?
Yeah, I tried to put Thomas DiCillo ampersand for the and symbol, and then Diva, D-A-I-V-A, and then DiCillo, but it doesn't fit. So should I just leave it as just Thomas DiCillo? Do you think that'll be okay?
That's fine. Yeah, you can just do it as Thomas. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And is this a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And you said you authorized direct debit payment from your bank account. And let's go ahead and save this bank account information. And let's see here.
And then when do they start building? After installation, I assume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. After you've been installed, then the billing would begin. Okay, so no payment was applied because, of course, there was no deposit required. Let's see here. Let me see if there's any disclaimers or anything that I was supposed to read. Okay, so it says, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Which I don't think that part's going to be necessary since your cables are run, you know, through the air.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to be necessary. And it says, if you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel their services with their current provider.
Okay.
The ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
No, I'm good.
So do you agree to be bound by the terms of service?
Yeah, I agree to be bound.
Okay. Just making sure, because that's something that's very important that we have on the recording. All right, and now, how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I got this giant, like, 6x9 postcard in the mail.
Okay, through the mail, okay. Now, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property?
On my property?
Yes. And it gives examples like buried. Okay, nothing. Okay.
Because as you said, they're not burying anything, so there's not, you know, they're not going to get my lawn
right.
Or anything. They're going to just follow the. Now, so they have to run right a new cable, right? Because they're not going to use the coaxial cable that Spectrum uses. Yeah.
That is correct. We would have to run a fiber line from the pole to your home. So that'll just be one additional cable that's run through the air and then connected to your home. And let's see here. Now, do you have any questions or comments that I should note?
One question, the $69.99 per month, there's no additional taxes or fees on that?
That is correct. It's a flat fee of $69.99 a month. There's no rental fees or anything that you're going to find on your bill for the equipment. It's just going to be $69.99 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot, like with Spectrum, if you look at your bill, you're probably going to see that they're charging you a monthly fee for your modem and a monthly fee for your router, possibly.
My current situation, I bought my own router modem.
Good deal. That's an excellent investment. That way you can avoid those monthly fees.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because those monthly fees really do add up over time. I mean, if you make a $200 investment in a good modem and a good router, and then you have Spectrum service for years, well, you'll save that $200 over the course of those years and continuing forward in the future. That's even more savings that makes up for it by you having used your own equipment. So that definitely was a good idea for sure. Let's see here. And I'm going to go ahead and place the order. You're not being charged anything today. And this is going to put you in our system. And it says your responses were successfully submitted. We thank you very much. And as we get closer to your area and service becomes available in your area, it will be at that time that someone from our team will reach out to you in regards to scheduling of your installation.
Very good.
All right. And also with you having signed up today, I believe you could go to archtopfiber.com and you could actually create your online account at the website if you're interested in giving that a go.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yes, sir. And then outside of that, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
Nope, that is it. I appreciate your assistance. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. Again, it was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too, Miles. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.